Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, the platform for free speech. And today we have another free speech champion joining us. His name is Adam Riva, and he is with Dauntless Dialogue, which is a film publishing company. And he is sharing one of his documentaries with us on Brighteon University starting, what is it, May 27th. And this documentary, it's going to be mind-blowing. It's called Human Farming, but the word farming is spelled P-H-A-R-M-I-N-G, like pharma. And so, Adam, welcome to the show. This is going to be an exciting conversation. Thank you for joining me today.
Mike, I just want to say out of the gate, it's an honor to be here. I first discovered your work probably in 2003-ish, back when I think it was News Target. So it's really cool to be here with you, man.
Well, it's great to have you on, and you know, you're a fellow content creator and filmmaker. We love doing this. Thank you so much for working with us so that everybody can watch your film at no charge. But tell us about Human Farming, because I haven't seen it. I have descriptions of it, which seem mind-blowing. Tell us about this film, and what was your role in creating this also?
Yeah, Mike, it's such a pleasure to be here. As far as Human Farming goes, this was a series that was close to my heart. My whole life, I've been interested in health. And once I started to kind of become aware of the corruption that existed in the medical industry, what I would call the sick care industry, I wanted to get to the roots of that. How far back does it go? When did we shift from natural to synthetic in our mentality? And the more you pull on that string, you find some dark things attached to it. So Human Farming looks at the allopathic medical system, the pharmaceutical, surgical, American medical system, which is often praised as the cutting edge of medicine. It's nothing but good, and it saves lives. And it's promised to deliver mankind from disease, from illness, from pain, yet it seems to be doing a really terrible job at that.
Yes.
Especially in America, where we've got more money than most countries to throw at these things, and yet we keep getting sicker, fatter, dying younger. And why is that? Like, if we really exist in this amazing medical system, you would expect longevity to skyrocket. You would expect
quality of
disease
life too.
To be solved, cancer to be cured. You would expect in America, in this cutting edge, you know, age of medicine, for disease to be cured, for cancer to be cured, for all of, you know, mankind to be lifted out of disease and suffering. And in fact, you find the opposite. And so we've done our best to kind of get to the roots of that, to identify, you know, why it is that these regulatory watchdog groups that are supposed to be looking over the industry are actually in the pocket of the industry.
Yes.
And yeah, and so Human Farming takes an objective look at the statistics and the origins and the kind of an unbiased look at exactly how bad things are, but then we're going to start going more into solutions.
Oh, okay, great. You mean in the documentary, you also talk about solutions?
So actually, there's going to be a third installment coming out this summer. So that's going to be the solutions.
Okay, so please tell me, so what is actually going to be airing on Brighteon University, which is brightu.com for anybody who wants to register? Is it the first two parts, or what is it?
Episode one is called Black Gold. And in that episode, we try to roll back through time and look at how the industry was taken over by special interest groups, specifically John D. Rockefeller, Andrew Carnegie, and their minions, and the Flexner Report. And this is really going to kind of catch people up to speed of how we went from a healthcare system that was largely natural, meaning naturopathy, chiropractic, acupuncture, etc., into more of a synthetic approach, which is pharmaceutical. And episode two is called Overdose. And in that episode, we look at how we've all been lied to about how well this, you know, system is working and what the real statistics are as far as the death count of iatrogenic medicine, or iatrogenic death, meaning death by medical intervention. That could be, you know, you wind up in a hospital and you catch an antibiotic resistant superbug. It could be a doctor accidentally leaves a scalpel in you when he's doing surgery. Or it could be something as simple as taking the prescribed amount of medicine in its proper dosage, quote unquote, and having a side effect or actually dying from that.
Yes.
So that's what we look at.
Well, this is extraordinary. I mean, this is absolutely necessary for people to see because, as the title implies, at least this is the way I interpret it, human beings are used as a source of revenue for the pharmaceutical industry, and there's no real effort to cure, but rather to make people dependent on more and more medical interventions. I mean, this is my conclusion after 25 years of doing this. They actually want people to stay sick, and their drugs make people stay sick, and their interventions make people sick, like cancer chemotherapy causes more cancer, for example. And it's a revenue system. So it is farming human beings for profit, kind of like Out of the Matrix. Is that, you think, an accurate assessment of what you found, or am I not getting to the right point?
Yeah, precisely, Mike. We are livestock being farmed. That's where we got the title for the series from, human farming. And, you know, what is more evil than a system that intentionally harms for profit? I mean, we see that in other institutions. We see that in politics, even, where we are just viewed as chattel. And in, you know, insofar as in the eyes of the powers that be, we're expendable, and their bottom line is more important than your health.
Right, right. And it's, I getting back to the original point that you made, I think it's very clear. I mean, wasn't it, which president promised that we were going to cure cancer in the 60s? Was it Nixon? I think, didn't Nixon talk about that? We were going to have a cancer cure, and it would only cost a few billion dollars back then. And now here we are. Cancer is a multi-billion dollar industry. There are no cures. There are only treatments that make people more and more sick. People sign up for chemotherapy and then they die from the chemo, but it's called a cancer death. There's been almost no progress made in medicine, it seems.
Yeah, well, if you throw money at something and you keep throwing money at something, eventually you should take an honest assessment and say, is this working? Is it just going to take another $1 trillion? Or are we actually, you know, aiming at the wrong target? And what I want to impress upon your audience is that this is just another extension of what's called fifth generational warfare. And this is information warfare. It's narrative warfare. So the hearts and minds of the population are being meddled with through the omission of truthful information, as well as the injection of misinformation, disinformation. And we see this, again, in every institution today. It's leaked into everything, and it really takes, you know, a precocious mind, someone who's highly disciplined with, you know, a good deal of discernment to kind of hack through all of the gobbledygook to get to the truth. And in today's day and age, you're just bombarded with so much information, and you don't even know who to trust. So if you're having an awakening, you're getting into this, people who are hypocrites. And from there, you can kind of gauge, you know, who's being truthful with you. And often it's the people who are most attacked, most slandered. Mike, I don't have to tell you about this. You've been slandered ad infinitum. And, you know, what's your crime? Just trying to bring some free speech and some honest information and some different opinions to the conversation.
And during the COVID years, you know, this, the points that you're talking about really got driven home, because it wasn't just that Big Pharma is trying to push a drug on a person where they could conceivably say no. But during COVID, because of Big Pharma's push, they mandated medical interventions. Employers did, for example, the military did, hospitals did, mandated interventions that harmed and killed people. According to many researchers, they killed millions of people in that process. And in addition to that, they denied people access to other off-patent pharmaceuticals that actually could save lives, such as ivermectin and, in some cases, hydroxychloroquine. So this became, it shifted from a profit center to now they wanted a high body count. So this transition from just a profit motive to wanting to achieve a high body count so they could push a pandemic propaganda narrative, while also the hospitals received, we now know, up to $500,000 each for every COVID death that they could achieve in their hospitals. And I had attorney Tom Renz on just yesterday with an audio recording from a hospital where nurses were talking about how they were ordered to kill patients on an entire floor of a hospital. And again, the hospital would reap the rewards for that. So we're no longer just talking about, you know, drugs having horrible side effects. We're talking about killing fields. That's where it's gone to. What are your comments?
Precisely. I mean, if you look at the excess mortality statistics in many countries right now, it's in the ballpark of 40 to 50%. In World War II, the excess mortality was something like 10%. Now, Mike, if you couple that with the very alarming miscarriage statistics and infertility statistics, there's many people, myself included, who are really starting to believe that the so-called, you know, proverbial depopulation event is actually upon us. Now, we're told that the population is over 8 billion now. But at the end of the day, we're taking people's word for it, and we're just looking at, you know, population clocks or population counters. And those are estimates that are coming from central authorities. But if you actually do a little critical thinking, you see that the situation's pretty dire. Now, there's two ways to look at that, Mike. You could say, well, this is all random chance, and these are mistakes. And over time, systems tend to fail and crumble, and people take advantage of that. Or you could take, I think, a less naive approach, sorry to be so blunt, which is to say that this is deliberate. This is a controlled demolition of America, a controlled demolition of global civilization. So nowadays, everyone is talking about the Great Reset. And in our film series, Human Farming, we actually talk about how there was a great reset in the healthcare field. And that was to switch us over from natural to synthetic. And there's much more profit in things that are patentable, in things that you can manufacture in a factory, as opposed to people growing in their kitchen or in their backyard. Herbal remedies, natural cures, using food as medicine. This is something that our ancestors have always understood. And yet we're so divorced from the natural world that it's almost a bizarre thought to us that cures and remedies and solutions can be found in nature.
I know, it's so funny. I mean, 80% of the world's population uses indigenous medicine. But let me point out something. I want your comments on this, because this is a huge shift. Up until COVID, the pharmaceutical industry made money off of people who were still living. So they needed people to still be alive in order to keep prescribing more and more medication, statin drugs, you know, blood pressure drugs, antidepressants, and so on. Big revenue model. But that switched, and not a lot of people have noticed how the revenue model switched. Now, Big Pharma makes money selling vaccines to the government, even as people are dying. And the vaccines don't even need to be used, because many governments are now destroying the vaccines that they purchase from Big Pharma. So the revenue model has actually become a model of killing people, achieving depopulation, while getting paid by government in order to achieve those depopulation milestones. So that is a massive shift in the priorities, I believe, of Big Pharma, from making money off people being alive but sick to now making money off killing people and getting paid by the government. In other words, the drug companies don't need any money from the customers. They just need the money from the governments, and the governments want you dead. What would you say to that?
I think your assessment's spot on. This is a conversation that I have about woke companies. Why is it that a lot of these companies like Disney or Budweiser, they don't care about their bottom line as much anymore? because it's ideologically driven. And so when you're talking about these people who kind of pledge allegiance to, you know, death and destruction in a way that we can't even really comprehend, those of us who had pretty good childhoods, who weren't, you know, brought up with all of this trauma and indoctrination, and didn't spend our, you know, our lives going to these think tank groups where it's just utterly detached from empathy. It's a model that is built upon death and destruction. And, you know, the average person can't wrap their heads around that. We're all aware of the fact that there's serial killers and child molesters, and we understand that there's people who can do terrible things, but we don't ever think that they can kind of overlap and work together.
All right, folks, we lost Adam there because of some bandwidth issues. Not sure what's happening, but we were having some glitches, and it got quite terminal there, kind of like what happens when you turn over your body to the pharmaceutical system. So in any case, I want to mention his website. It's called Dauntless Dialogue, and it's spelled DauntlessDialogue. Don't forget the U-E on dialogue. Dauntless Dialogue is his site where they've got subscription plans there too for all kinds of interesting original documentaries, short films, and series films, including this one, Luciferian Shadow, Global Coup d'Etat, Black Budget, some really interesting films, Mockingbird, the Origins of Fake News, really cool stuff, Suicided, Luciferian Shadow, which I mentioned earlier. What is this? Abuse of Power, White House. Yeah, good stuff. And we're going to be working with Adam Riva to get more of his films onto Brighteon University, which is our public education video streaming channel. And if you want to sign up for that, let me show you a screen. Right now it's showing the fluoride documentary, but if you go to brightu.com, which I have on my screen here, just go to brightu.com. And if you just click on the thumbnail, and here you go, you just enter your name and your email address. That'll subscribe you to our email list. You can unsubscribe at any time. There's no charge. You can watch every film for free, every series, every film, every documentary that we are streaming at brightionuniversity.com. And remember, we stream a new film every other Saturday. It's every one or two Saturdays, depending on the duration of the film or the series. So sometimes we have a series that's, let's say, 9 parts. So that will run for 9 days, and then it will repeat. So it just depends on the duration of it. But we've had a huge positive response on this. People are really loving this format. And we're, of course, leveraging all the technology that we've built for brightown.com with live streaming capabilities and bringing you educational content at no charge so that you can stay informed about what's happening in the world. And we want to thank Adam Riva for coming on today. We're sorry about the technical problems, but we will reschedule him to get him back on again to talk more about this film and other films. But you kind of get the idea from the conversation that we've had so far. This is a courageous film that dares to look at whether modern medicine is actually doing what it promised to do, which was supposed to be to save lives and end human suffering and make people healthier. It's done none of those things. In fact, in my view, modern medicine, Western medicine, is being used to annihilate people. It's being used to mass murder people. It is an extermination element of a depopulation agenda being carried out on a global scale. And everybody can see it now if they're willing to open their eyes. Of course, taking the mRNA jab causes blindness. So a lot of people who took the jabs can't see, both figuratively and literally, because their eyeballs are full of clots. There's a sad bit of symbolic irony for you right there, but that's the truth. That's what's happening. If you notice, the people who can see are people who rejected the vaccines. That's people like you and I. We can see the truth. And, you know, it doesn't matter all the lies of the media, all the defamation, all the censorship, all the deplatforming. More and more people are waking up and seeing the truth. And you will see more truth with this film, Human Farming, that will be beginning May 27th on Brighteon University, which is brightu.com. So bottom line, folks, we thank you for your support, and we thank you for being you. We thank you for being alive, for rejecting the depopulation agenda and actually taking care of yourself. and supporting and enhancing your health so that you can survive all the annihilation efforts that the globalists are throwing at us. They want you dead. And they are killing millions of people, if not tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions, over the world right now. There could be as many as a billion fewer people living today compared to the year 2021, or even, yeah, I would say that's about right, 2021. It depends on whose numbers you believe and how many fatalities you think have happened. We know we can't trust the government's numbers, so we could be more than 10% into the depopulation agenda, quote, succeeding in the minds of the evil globalists. They may have already reduced our global population by 10% or more. That would be 800 million people. But there's no way for us to know exactly, because they're lying to us constantly. But have you noticed that there aren't enough people to fill the jobs anymore? Have you noticed that? If you put out a help wanted ad, you notice that there's nobody available to do the job? Yeah, have you noticed? Where are all the people? Where are all the workers? How come when you call a company, they don't have anybody who can answer your question? They don't have anybody for customer service. They don't have anybody to repair your air conditioner or your car or, you know, anything, or your roof or whatever. Have you noticed that? There's a lot of people missing. Why do you think that is? It's because they're dead. They've been killed. They've been exterminated. And a big pharma, of course, has played a critical role in achieving that globalist goal, which is an anti-human goal to achieve global depopulation. So there you go. Register to watch the film Human Farming, and we'll get Adam back on in the future for hopefully the near future for more commentary on this film and other films that he's working on. We thank him for joining us today. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com, a truth teller now, going on over 20 years. So two decades of telling the truth, where they tried to silence me, they tried to blacklist me, they tried to shut me down, they tried to intimidate me, they tried to buy me off, and they failed at every turn. And I'm here right now bringing the truth to you yet again, every day, right here on Brighteon.com. Thank you for joining me, and thank God for his protection over all of us as we help save humanity from the demonic entities that are trying to destroy us. Thank you for watching. Take care. Today's interview is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com with some very practical products today that you can use. We have, now announcing this for the first time, ultra-high molecular weight polyethylene cordage. I've got some on my desk here. We've got these in spools at 2 millimeters in diameter and also 1.5 millimeters diameter. They are lab tested for their tensile strength. We actually conducted the test. Well, I mean, we sent them out for tests, but we did independent funding of that testing. And we've got those on our website, healthrangerstore.com. It's excellent survival cordage. It's the strongest for its weight. It's even stronger than nylon for its weight, by the way. And people use it. It's got 1,000 uses. It should be part of every survival kit in terms of gear. We also have, by the way, blue light blocking glasses. You can see on the right, we have the outdoor glasses there. And those are more dark tinted, but they block blue light wavelengths when you're outdoors. And then on the left, we have the indoor glasses, which block blue light, intended for indoor use while you're looking at screens or, you know, a display, watching a movie, using a computer, using your mobile phone, things like that. If you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see we actually have three different types of glasses. We have a little bit of tinting here. We have the stronger yellow tint to block even more blue wavelengths. And then we have the outdoor glasses here. They're all the Groovy Bee brand, and these are all available right now at healthrangerstore.com to help protect and support your eye health. Blue wavelengths are not what you want to get a lot of. We don't have time to go into that, but I think we've covered that before. We also have, of course, on healthrangerstore.com, hundreds of other products to choose from: personal care, home care, nutrition, preparedness and survival food, and various tools as well. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com.